Virginia, Arkansas, and Missouri to vote on new gambling initiatives. As voters head to the polls for this U.S. election today, residents of Virginia, Arkansas, and Missouri are making important decisions about gambling measures that could impact their local economies and the regulation of gaming activities in their areas. Arkansas to decide on Pope County casino license. In Arkansas, Issue 2 on the ballot seeks to revoke a contested casino license in Pope County. Additionally, it proposes that any future casino licenses would require countywide voter approval. The issue arises from continued opposition within Pope County, where in 2018, local residents pushed back against state-approved casino expansions. If Issue 2 passes, it would void the Cherokee Nation's existing license to develop a casino in the area, granting county residents direct control over such projects in the future. Related: Cherokee Nation files lawsuit against anti-Pope casino effort. Virginia to vote on Petersburg's casino resort. In Virginia, voters in Petersburg are deciding on a $1.4 billion proposal for a casino and resort development. Known as Live Casino and Hotel Virginia, this project would feature a 200-room hotel, dining options, and entertainment facilities. The development is projected to generate over 7,500 long-term jobs within the next decade. The plan emerged after Richmond previously rejected a similar idea, causing state lawmakers to offer Petersburg the chance to host a casino. Other Virginia cities like Bristol, Danville, and Norfolk have already approved similar projects. Missouri to vote on expanding casinos and legalizing sports betting. Missouri voters are considering two major gambling issues. Amendment 5 would permit a new casino to be built near Lake of the Ozarks, a well-known tourist destination. If approved, Bally's Corporation could develop this new casino, which has the potential to increase tourism and generate substantial tax revenue. Meanwhile, Amendment 2 tackles the legalization of sports betting, proposing a 10% tax on betting revenue to fund education and provide resources to aid problem gambling. The measure has attracted significant support from professional sports teams and gaming companies, and has become a high-profile issue in the state's gambling debate.